You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha Literature. The Jewish Apocrypha, which is from the Greek meaning secret or hidden away, and Pseudepigrapha, from the Greek meaning falsely attributed, are made up of various books written in the land of Israel in Hebrew or Aramaic and in Greek across the diaspora that were written by Jews but never canonized in the Tanakh. Some of these books have been included in Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Bibles, but are not part of the Jewish holy texts. The Protestant Bibles place these texts between the Old Testament and the New Testament and are referred to as the Apocrypha. The Catholic and Orthodox Bibles place these texts throughout the Bible and are referred to as Deuterocanonical. Jewish apocryphal texts are generally divided into four types: historical, prophetic, lyric, and didactic. These texts were written during the second Beit HaMikdash period and are included in the Catholic and Orthodox canons. The Pseudepigrapha are Jewish writings from the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. These writings were attributed to authors who do not actually write the books. The Pseudepigrapha resemble the Apocrypha, but not included in the Tanakh, Old Testament, or rabbinic literature. The entirety of the Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha are Jewish works, with some containing Christian additions. These works provide essential evidence of Jewish thought and literature during the period between the end of the biblical writing, approximately 400 BCE, and the beginning of the substantial rabbinic literature towards the end of the 1st century CE. The oldest known writing of the Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha is the Book of Enoch, which was written in the 3rd or 4th century BCE. This book was written after the return from the Babylonian exile and before the Maccabean revolt. The oldest copies of the Book of Enoch, from the 3rd century BCE, were discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls, written in the original Aramaic language. Also found among the Dead Sea Scrolls were fragments of Ben Sirach in Hebrew, Tobit in Aramaic, Epistle of Jeremiah in Greek, and Psalm 151 in Hebrew. The latest writings of the Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha are the Apocalypse of Ezra and the Apocalypse of Baruch. These books were both written after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash in 70 CE and reflect the dilemmas and ethical questions developing from the Roman conquest of Judea and the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. These texts can be divided into four types: historical, prophetic, lyric, and didactic. Historical. Additions to Esther chiefly supplies the religious element lacking in the canonical Book of Esther. Apocalypse of Abraham tells how the patriarch's experience with pagan idols led him to seek the true God. Bel and the Dragon consists of two stories about Daniel defeating the Babylonian gods, Bel and the Dragon. Biblical Antiquities of Philo chronicles the biblical history from Adam to the death of Saul. Book of Adam tells of Adam's time in the Garden of Eden and the expulsion, as well as Adam's repentance, illness, death, and funeral. The Books of Adam and Eve is an elaboration of the biblical account of Adam and Eve. Book of Giant retells parts of this story, the Nephilim, and elaborates on the exploits of the Nephilim. Esdras deals with religious problems, eschatological vision, and Ezra's literary activity and death. Genesis Apocryphon deals with the descendants of Adam. Joseph and Aseneth is a narrative describing the conversion of Aseneth, the pagan wife of Joseph. Jubilees is a Midrashic commentary on the Book of Genesis and on part of the Book of Exodus. Judith is the story of a woman who saves a Jewish city called Bethulia from the Assyrian invaders. The Letter of Aristeus contains the story of Ptolemy's request for 72 Jewish elders to translate the Torah into Greek. Lives of the Prophets is a collection of biographical notes relating details to the lives and deeds of various prophets. Maccabees relate the story of the rise of the Maccabees and the defeat of the invading Greek army. Martyrdom of Isaiah is a prediction of Isaiah regarding his own death through Manasseh. Prayer of Azariah is a prayer and hymn credited to the three young associates of Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The Prayer of Manassas consists of lessons dealing with the administration of justice. Susanna is the story of Susanna, who is falsely accused of adultery and who is eventually saved by Daniel. The Testament of Abraham consists of the story of the death of Abraham. The Testament of Job is a farewell address to his children that reviews his life. The Testament or Assumption of Moses is the story of Hashem permitting Moses to ascend into heaven and unveiling to him the future world. The Testament of Solomon is a treatise on the forms and activities of demons and the charms effective against them. The Testament of the 12 Patriarchs records the latest words and exhortations of the 12 sons of Jacob. Tobit is the story of a pious man of the tribe of Naphtali who follows Hashem and serves his fellow man. Prophetic. The Apocalypse of Adam is the revelation which Adam taught his son Seth. Apocalypse of Elijah tells the story of Michael revealing the end of time to Elijah on Mount Carmel. Apocalypse of Zephaniah tells of Zephaniah being taken to see the destiny of souls after death. Baruch consists of a prose letter with a historical introduction and two poems regarding the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash and the expulsion of the people. Eldad and Medad contains the Messianic prophecy of Eldad and Medad. Enoch is a cycle of Jewish legends about Enoch. Ladder of Jacob is based upon the biblical dream of Jacob. Letter of Jeremiah consists of a letter written by Jeremiah to those being led away captive to Babylon, warning them against idolatry. The Revelation of Moses is a story of Moses' trips through heaven and hell. Lyric. The Book of Jasher contains the stories of the Torah with additional information and minor variations. Psalm 151 is the name given to a short psalm, and the Psalms of Solomon contain 18 psalms. Didactic. Ahikar contains a large number of wise sayings and proverbs. Apocryphon of Ezekiel is a morality tale which says that the body and the soul of a person will be judged by Hashem for the acts that both commit, for they go through life as a team. Fourth Maccabees illustrates that reason can control the passions. The Wisdom of Joshua, son of Sirach, also known as Ecclesiasticus, is a collection of moral counsels and maxims. The Wisdom of Solomon accentuates the necessity of wisdom as indispensable to rulers and relating how Solomon's life was guided solely by wisdom. Thank you for listening to Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha Literature. Shalom.